is your name. You are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name. You are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name. You are great and mighty, great and mighty. How wonderful is your name.
Joy is on, joy is on.
Joy and sorrow, joy and sorrow. How wonderful is your name. You are joy and sorrow, joy and sorrow. How wonderful is your name.
Jesus, 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 how wonderful is your name. You are Jesus, 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 how wonderful is your name. You are Jesus, 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 how wonderful is your name.
Sunday school every Sunday, 9 a.m. August announcements. Today is Women's Annual Day. Speaker Ann Hill, Wood River Baptist District Association, Women's Auxiliary President. This Wednesday, Union's Corporate Prayer starting at 5:30. This coming Saturday is Union Shred Day starting at 8:30 to 10:30. Also, the church annual picnic is from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. August 18th through the 20th, Baptist Fellowship Community Revival at here at Union. Dr. Jarvis Hansen, evangelist, is our guest speaker from Chicago, Illinois. 6:30 p.m. is our nightly service each night. August 22nd and August 29th, Saturday, the men's choir rehearsals at 10:30 for both rehearsals. And August 28th is Women's Auxiliary Safe Harbor Dinner. And August 30th, the men will be singing for Fifth Sunday. And one more announcement is from New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. They'll be celebrating their pastor's 18th church anniversary, pastoral anniversary, excuse me. Reverend David Wayne Brown. Next Sunday, August 16th, 2 p.m. service. That concludes our morning announcements. Thank you and God bless you.
Good morning, Union. Don't y'all love that anticipation? Make a joyful shout noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning as we get ready to worship him, as we get ready to celebrate with these beautiful women of Union, as we get ready for a word from on high. My soul is full of joy this morning because we can worship the Lord in him. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to ask you that you would stand with me today as we have our opening scriptures this morning. We're going to begin with the Lord's Prayer. We'll recite it in unison, and you can find it on the screen. Let us begin. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. If you remain standing for just a moment, we're going to have our scripture reading, which will be coming from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, beginning at verse 37. Let us read together. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You know what we got to do. We got to love God and love others. You may be seated. have to turn it over to our choir this morning.
Thank you.
today. Ain't nothing stopping you from receiving God's best for you, for what he called and created you to be. I thank God for his ever-abiding presence with us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We're going to prepare for our offering now. Going to ask that our officers would come forth and get in position, as well as our ushers who will lead you. Our offertory appeal will come from Malachi, the third chapter, putting in at the sixth verse. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But she said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Now we'll have our offertory of prayer, and then you'll follow the directions of the ushers.
Gracious Father, we come now in this moment thanking you once again for this day and for the beauty of it, for this privilege now, Lord, to worship you in giving back to you in accordance to your word, our tithes and our offerings, that they may be used for the upbuilding of the kingdom in the hearts and minds of men, women, and boys and girls, that the kingdom's work might be done through those gifts that we are giving back to you. In the precious name of Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, our risen and coming again Lord, we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Yes, to a please stand and follow the direction of the ushers at this time.
Thank you.
you're at the right place at the right time. You're exactly where the Lord wants you to be. So we can cry out, Savior, do not pass us by. Hear our humble cry. It's prayer time. We all need it. We all need to do it. God is in the blessing business. So you have not because you ask not. I used to work with telephones, and we had what we call long distance. And there was a song that said, long distance operator, give me information. I need Jesus on the line. His line is never broken. Clouds, rain, wind can't interrupt it. All we have to do is speak. Those that would like to stand, if you'd like to come to the altar, you may do so. It's prayer time. Say, if you don't feel like praying for yourself, pray for someone else. Especially pray for me. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come before you this morning asking for your grace and your mercy. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be able to open our eyes this morning to a brand new day that you have made. Touch our hearts so that we may rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the food that you allowed us to eat. We thank you for allowing us to be able to clothe ourselves and have a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be in your presence one more time. Father, we just ask that thou would just bless us in the blessings that we are in need of. Father, heal our bodies, soul, minds, and spirits. Touch our hearts so that we may humble ourselves and pray. Seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that you may hear and heal our lands, heal our bodies, heal our minds. Father, we ask for thy blessings upon each and every one of us today, for we all have problems. And we know that you are the problem solver. Father, give us your grace and your mercy so that we may be able to stand in the evil days. Father, we pray that you would just touch each and every one of our hearts so that we may hear the word that is to be given today. And that we may not only just hear it, but that we may be doers of your word also. Father, we pray for thy blessings, that thou would touch the hearts of all those in leadership positions on the local, district, state, national level. Touch their hearts, Father, so that they may humble themselves and seek your guidance in their decision making. Father, touch our hearts so that we may humble ourselves and seek you in our daily blessings. Watch over, bless, and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Johnson, for such a heartfelt prayer. Now, thanks be to God, because He always hears and answers prayers. Be assured of that today. Special day, y'all, Women's Day. And we have a special speaker for this morning. And we're going to ask right now that Sister Erica West will come up to give us our introduction of the speaker on this morning. Amen. Please welcome her.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. It's truly and indeed an honor and a privilege to stand before you on this morning to introduce to you the speaker of the hour, Sister Ann Bragg Hill. Sister Hill is the Wood River Baptist District Association's Women's Auxiliary President. I know her as the wife of Pastor Samuel Hill. She's a mother, she's a friend, but most of all, she's a woman after God's own heart. Sister Hill is a woman of integrity, a woman of grace. She leads with a servant's heart. There isn't anything that I've seen her do that she hasn't done as unto the Lord. She is a woman who loves Christian education. She has a heart for women and children, and everything that she does is with elegance and with a sense of kindness. When I look at Sister Hill, I look at an example and a model of what a woman should be, not just in her home and community, but every day in every interaction, she's always been the same. And I can say I truly appreciate that and admire that about her. I ask that you open your hearts and your minds to be receptive to the word that the Lord has given her. And I pray that God allows her to bless us with courage and boldness as she speaks for Him on today. I present to some and introduce to others my women's president, Sister Ann Hill.
Selection, amen. Choir's gonna come with a selection, but y'all give me a few minutes because y'all don't want to hear me at the end. Y'all be ready to go, amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's praise Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. 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 I have to thank God for our music ministry. I know they don't do it for accolades and things, but I don't want to be that one pastor not to say thank you. Amen. Sister Denise Jones has been working tirelessly getting the choir together for our Women's Auxiliary. Amen. Her and her staff, the musicians and things, she's been getting that. I stopped by here and the hallways of the church are ringing. Amen. With melodious sound. So we thank God for her effort. We thank God for Sister Countess. She'll be coming, Sister Countess Griffin, our Women's Auxiliary President here at our church. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for her and acknowledge all of her efforts and all that she's doing. Amen. Amen. Just some housekeeping announcements. This coming Wednesday at 5:30, our quarterly prayer service. Please come on out. We're asking all the leaders to come. If you are not able to come, please send someone in your place. And all of our members, we are all standing in the need of prayer. Amen. 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 So please come on out to our prayer service, our quarterly prayer service, this coming Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Amen.
Amen. And then 2 weeks, not this coming week, but the week after, 18th, 19th, and 20th. You don't want to go to heaven without hearing, if you have not already heard him, Dr. Jarvis Hansen from Chicago, Illinois. He will be our evangelist. That's August 18th, 19th, and 20th, 6:30 p.m. Nightly here at Union. Please come on out and hear a word from the Lord. Amen. 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 So we thank God for that. We said that. Hey, Dr. Samuel Hale, let's give him a hand clap. He's the husband of our speaker. Amen. 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 Retired pastor, and thank God for him. And we want to say thank you, Sister Hale, for you coming and speaking with us. And then Sister Erica West, thank you. She's also the associate assistant Women's Auxiliary President of Wood River, where I am no longer the moderator. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. But I want to say that. The reason why I say that is our Women's Auxiliary President of our district is here, and our Assistant Women's Auxiliary President here. And that says, I don't know if you all are into things like that, but for the President and the Assistant President to come, that says a lot about our President, Sister Countess Griffin. So we want to thank her for her relationships. I had nothing to do with that. Amen. Amen. Her relationship building and things of that nature. And what that means, it's not about the district, but that what that means, if there's a woman of the church that needs something and you need a little higher level, Sister Countess can make that call. Amen. You may need a certification or something like that because she has built relationship. You can call her. Or I can call her. Even as pastor said, can you call so-and-so and such and get that done? And that needs to be acknowledged, that she is developing relationships with our district and our denominational leaders. Amen. 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 Now, I cannot go any further without acknowledging this great man. He had a birthday August 5th. If you'll please stand, Deacon Henry Gay, Sr., 102 years. 102 years old. Amen. Amen. God, a hand clap of praise for him. Amen. 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 Next week, as you know, is our tradition. I will give him the mic. And what is he going to say? Whatever he want to say. Amen. Amen. However long he want to say it. Amen. Amen. Let us continue in our worship. We now put you in the hands of our wonderful Women's Auxiliary Choir. Thank you.
honor to your great pastor, Reverend U.D. Williams, and to his wife, Sister Williams, and to the other ministers on the roster, and to my husband. Thank you so much for your support. I'd like to first thank my vice president, Sister Erica. Thank you. I didn't know she was going to be here, and I was surprised when I heard she was going to be here. But Erica has been a great support to my side. And I share this story with you. A few weeks ago, we had a meeting on Zoom, and I kept getting kicked out during the meeting. And as soon as I could get back in, she was completing my thoughts. She knew where I was going. She knew the agenda, and she was carrying on. So thank you so much, Erica. I really appreciate that. To Sister Countess, who has been a great host this weekend, we've stayed in contact since she first asked me, and she has been wonderful. She was at the hotel when we got there yesterday. We went to dinner. She texts this morning. She has been wonderful. Thank you, Sister Countess, for a great job. To my friends, and now I was wondering about Sister Vicky, but I see her. Hi, Sister Vicky. And to my friend, Sister Beverly, I thank all of you, my father's children, for this invitation. Nervous? Yes, but I have put this in God's hands. From the time Sister Countess asked me, I thought, Lord, what is it you want me to do? And then after Sunday school this morning, I was just like, oh my God, I gotta follow her. Because she was an awesome instructor. Thank you so much for that lesson. So as we get started, I ask you to pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I surrender all that I am to you, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Use me, O God, for your glory. As I speak the words that you have given me, Lord, I ask you to let me speak them with power, O God, that you may touch the hearts and minds of those people. Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and thank God. Amen. This subject, Empowered for Purpose. When Sister Countess gave me this, I thought, that is a great subject because that is something we all need to know, to be empowered for purpose. Sometimes I had to learn that from experience, that I can't do it by myself. But I want to start off with your scripture, Joshua 1 and 9, where God has told Joshua, Moses is dead, and now you're going to lead my people. And I'm just paraphrasing for now. So first of all, we're going to deal with finding your purpose in life. God says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the plans that I have for you. The plans for you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. When I think about the scripture, I think about God created me. And I look at myself and God created me for what purpose? What is it that he wanted me to do? I know that every pregnancy or every conception was not maybe a positive conception. But nobody is here by mistake. God allowed us to be here for such a time as this. And have we searched our hearts to find out, what is my purpose in life? What is it that God wants me to do? Because each one of you, he has a purpose for you. So many people are born into this world and live such rugged lives, they never even consider what God wants for them or what their purpose was, and maybe never find out. But each one of you in here today, I'm telling you that God definitely has a purpose for your life. So finding your purpose in life starts with first seeking the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You must have a relationship with him. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you must continue for that relationship to grow. We cannot expect God to do it all and we don't do our part. because we have a responsibility to stay connected to him. We have a responsibility to read his word daily and to pray without ceasing. I ask him daily, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do today? And I challenge each one of you to ask that same question. Open your hearts and say, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do that day? Because maybe you don't know your purpose. Maybe you haven't fulfilled your purpose. Or maybe you're not even sure if you're walking in your purpose. But if you open your hearts and ask God daily, he will lead you. Yeah. Maybe not all at once, but maybe just a little bit at a time. But if you never surrender to him, he is not going to force himself on you. One of my favorite things to do every day, one of my favorite songs, and I don't sing, but I ask the Lord, Lord, order my steps. In your word, dear Lord, guide, lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing. Father, I pray, order my steps in your word. God is our creator. He made us, and he formed us in our mother's womb. And he has all our days already planned out. So if we want to walk in his purpose, we need to seek his guidance and his direction. We need to be obedient, open our ears, open our hearts. As I was witnessing to a young lady yesterday before I left, and she was saying to me how when she's out in the world and people say the wrong thing to her, how she strikes back. But when she's in the church, it's a different thing. And I said to her, you need to carry Christ out in the world with you, because you can't do it out in the world by yourself. Satan is busy, and he's on your track. He knows your weak points, and he will attack. So you need to carry Jesus with you out in the world. Just like you're in the church, people in the church might not say the things to you that people in the world would say to you. So it's easier for you in the church. But remember, if you're a child of God, you got to take what he has given you out into the world. He formed you in your mother's womb, and he has all your days fashioned. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not calamity. To give you a future and a hope. Psalms 139:16 says, He knows your worth, your value, and he has planned for and what he has planned for your life. Just trust God, ask him, depend on him, lean on him. And God does not mind us asking him over and over what it is you want me to do. Ask him to reveal to you your purpose in life. He will show you. As I said earlier, maybe not all at once, but a little bit at a time. Because if God was to give us everything that he had for us at once, we couldn't handle it. So he has to feed us according to what we can handle. And who knows any better than God what we can handle and when we can handle it. So we must trust him. We must ask him, Lord, what is it you would have me to do? Day by day, hour by hour. He will give you just what you need. So be ready. When you ask him, you have to be ready. You must have your hearts ready. Have your mind made up that you're going to follow. Because when you ask him, you have to listen. You have to receive what he says, whether you like it or not. And you have to obey. God does everything in his perfect timing and his own way. Sometimes when he does things, we don't understand. But it is not for us to understand. It's for us to trust and know that he knows what's best for each and every one of us. If you think back when you were in high school, and I can remember these days trying to figure out what college I want to go to, what do I want to do in life, I don't want to work at an office. That's too boring. What do I want to do? I remember talking to counselors and teachers and my parents, friends, but I never talked to God about what is it you have planned for me. And God's plan for us starts at an early age. Imagine seeking God at that age, asking him, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And I share this story with you. I have a son that's pastoring now. And from the time that he was 5 years old, he wanted to be the first black governor in Illinois. That was his goal. And all of his classes were in political science in high school. Well, at the age of 14, the Lord had another plan for him. And the Lord called him to the ministry. And today he is pastoring and teaching the word of God. So we never know. There was nothing wrong with his plan, but that was not God's plan. And so we must be willing to walk in God's plan, his purpose for our lives. Don't look to the world. Don't ask your friends. Don't look to the world for your purpose. The world has nothing to offer you. It will puff you up today and let you down tomorrow. Look to God's word. Let your mind be transformed day by day. Let the Lord use you. Walk with him. Pray to him and ask him to direct your path. This is part of our purpose, is to get along in the word with the master, to read his word and listen to him speak to us. This is part of our purpose, is to have that relationship with him and to seek to fulfill this part of our purpose with details of the task to be completed. Because when we talk to him, when we develop a relationship with him, and we talk to God constantly and listen to him and obey him, he will give us the details of his plans for our lives. God will reveal them over to us over and over if we just listen. So many times we don't listen. We will pray and we jump up and we do what we were thinking about doing before we prayed. Well, why are we praying if we're not going to listen to his purpose? Why are we praying if we're not going to be obedient to his will? The Lord created us as his workmanship. He created us in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk with them, Ephesians 2 and 10. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have everything you need within you already to fulfill your purpose. The question is, are you fueling your tank? It is just like a car. If it doesn't have gas, it's not going anywhere. As Christians, if we don't fill our lives with reading the word and praying daily and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, we won't go anywhere. There's a song written in the 60s, and it says, "Don't let the devil ride because he'll want to drive." And I say to you, let the Holy Spirit be the driver and the guide, and you will reach your destination. Now, we know that God created each of us for a purpose according to his word, and that he has given us everything we need to walk in that purpose. Many believers accept Christ but live powerless lives. They love Jesus but struggle with fear, doubt, temptation, and ineffectiveness. If we trust him, we shouldn't have these things in our lives. We should live our lives with the fruit of the Spirit. When you allow God to lead you through a trial, you really get to know him. When you're going through heartaches and pains and you trust God and you allow him to be your leader, allow him to be your comforter as you're going through, you really get to know who God is. And we cannot witness for God if we do not know who he is. We can only witness what we really know. So we as we go through things, we must let God lead us. In Joshua 1, after the death of Moses, God called Joshua to lead Israel to the promised land. God reminded Joshua that the promised land, Israel's inheritance, was already given to them. That didn't mean, however, that they were to sit there and wait for the local inhabitants to simply abandon the land. We must work while it is yet day. Actions of faith were required to make literal what God had already made legal. This is an example of the intersection of God's sovereignty and human responsibility. God makes promises, but we are called to obey and secure those promises. Without the Holy Spirit, life is like a lamp in a dark room. The lamps are made from structural-based materials like metal, ceramic, wood, combined with shades and materials such as fabric, glass, and paper. We can even place a light bulb in it, but if it's not connected to the power source, it is just there for show. If the Holy Spirit is not connected to our lives, we're just there for show. We can go to church on Sunday morning. We can even sing in the choir. Maybe some of us are in the pulpit, but if we're not connected to the Holy Spirit, it's just for show. It's not helping us, and it's not reaching anyone else. We can do nothing without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in us. Before Jesus ascended, he told his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses," Acts 1 and 8. The Spirit-filled life is not optional for effective Christian living. It is essential. You must be asking now, well, how do we unite the Word with the Spirit? The Word is alive, but when we read it, quote it, believe it, and pray it, the life in the Word unites with the whole power of the Holy Spirit, who dwells inside of us. In other words, we must be connected to that power source, just like that lamp must be. It creates a weapon we can use to defeat the enemy. But to be able to unite the Word with the Holy Spirit, we must have the Spirit in our lives. Like every other aspect of Christian life, the Spirit-filled life is a faith life. It is a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You can always deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit by asking for more of His presence and power if you are using it for His glory. You can always ask God each and every day to fill you with His Holy Spirit, allow you to walk in His Spirit, and He will do it. Don't close yourselves off to the Spirit because you're afraid or you don't understand Him. That is not for us to understand. We're to trust. Pray and ask God for understanding. Trust Him. You need the Holy Spirit, I guarantee. The Holy Spirit manifests the fruits of the Spirit in us, which we receive when we accepted Jesus Christ. His fruit of love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We can find these in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. He is the one who empowers us, guides us, and gives us strength and wisdom. He is the one who makes God's word come alive and refreshes our hearts. He is our comforter, and we must embrace Him, welcome Him, and seek more of Him in our lives. To trying to live a Christian life without Him would be like having a form of godliness but denying its power. 2 Timothy 3 and 5. Let's be brave, sisters and brothers, and open to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and His power. Then we can brandish the sword of the Spirit. It will empower us to be and to do all that we can through Christ Jesus. So I challenge you today to surrender to God's will and the desires of the Holy Spirit. We must surrender our will to Jesus, allowing him to work through us by the Holy Spirit. This means willingly surrender your life to him instead of trying to do things in our own way, our own strength, and our human power. We surrender everything that we are to him. Being empowered by the Holy Spirit provides believers with the spiritual strength. Being empowered by the Holy Spirit provides believers with the spiritual strength, divine wisdom, and boldness to live a Christ-like life and to fill their purpose. It transforms human limitations, enabling individuals to accomplish God's work rather than relying on their own efforts. We cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. We must be empowered by the Spirit daily. We must allow the Spirit to lead us. We must listen. We must be obedient. Being led by the Holy Spirit is essential for spiritual growth and navigating life's divine wisdom. It provides direction in ambiguous situations, empowers believers to overcome selfish desires, and foster a deeper relationship and a deeper faith rather than a rigid set of rules. As I close, I leave you with these empowering Bible verses that offer profound messages of strength, courage, and resilience, providing the exact spiritual uplift that's needed to tackle life's challenges. Because we need the Holy Spirit to help us challenge everyday life. We cannot do it on our own. We are just mere human beings. And we need the Spirit of our Heavenly Father to lead us and guide us. We need the Holy Spirit as a comforter. We need the Holy Spirit to speak to us daily and constantly. Just as we pray without ceasing, the Holy Spirit will lead us all day long. Your theme scripture that I leave you with reminds you of Joshua 1 and 9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is the only person that sends you somewhere and you don't have to go alone. He is the only one that tells you what to do, and you never have to worry about being by yourself. Because when the Lord sends you, he goes with you. When he sends you, he takes care of you. And when he sends you, he prepares you. One of my favorite scriptures that always come to mind when the Lord sends me is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have no doubt that if the Lord sends me, I cannot accomplish it. I will walk in faith knowing that he is with me. And when he sends me, I talk to him. I'm like, Lord, all right, you sent me here. I want to know that you're with me. I want to hear you as I go. And he talks to me and he walks with me. You know, he might do it in the form of a song just to remind me that he will never leave or forsake me. But I know that if he tells me to go, see, I've been sent by parents to the grocery store or to pay a bill or to do something, even by bosses to run, to do something. And you go by yourself and you do what you think. You have to make the choices. But when God sends you, you don't have to go by yourself. You can trust that he is with you and that he will guide you. So I depend on Philippians 4:13. That is my strength. That is all that I need to know, is that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me and that he will never leave me. So remember, as a child of God, you are more than a conqueror. If you stay connected to the power source and remember to read daily and pray without ceasing, you can do all things through Christ. This is his promise to you. Amen. Amen.
you to come to Jesus Christ? Is there one who has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior that you want to commit your life to Jesus Christ? We invite you, my brother. We invite you, my sister. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you've already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you are part of the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus, but you would like to connect with this body of believers, this is our invitation unto you as the choir sings. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You may come. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Is there one, my sister? The door is open. The invitation is up for you. Is there one? Thank you, choir. Thank you all for coming and participating in our annual Women's Day celebration. Amen. Amen. Sister Hill, thank you for blessing us. Amen. We feel empowered. We feel uplifted. And most of all, we are centered on Christ because of what you have shared with us. Because Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, right? So everything that we do must be aligned with him. And thank you for aligning us and centering our thought process on Jesus Christ, how we carry out our journey. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise again for Sister Hill. Amen. 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 Just so I don't forget, so I don't forget. They're not in trouble, y'all. Amen. Sister Hertz and Sister Jones, if y'all can make sure y'all meet with me after service. We have some events coming up. Amen. So I don't forget. Y'all not in trouble. Just asking y'all to do something. Amen. They didn't do nothing. Amen. You know how y'all start. Amen. Want to remind you, coming this Saturday, we have our shred day at 8:30 to 10:30. Amen. 8:30 to 10:30. A.M. So all of that paperwork and things that you have, you can come out there across the street to the parking lot there and shred those free of charge. Amen. Outreach ministry. Invite your neighbors. The purpose, the aligning with Christ, making sure that Christ is the center. Outreach is to get your neighbors and things so they at least know where Union Missionary Baptist Church is. That's the purpose of doing it. Amen. So invite your family and friends to come and participate if they have some things for Shred Day. If shredding is their thing, come. If shredding is not their thing, they can come at noon. We have our church picnic. Amen? Amen. Our church picnic at 12 p.m. to approximately 2 p.m. So please come on out. And don't worry if it's hot or raining. We still gonna eat. Amen. You know who your pastor is. Come on now. We still gonna get a plate of food. Amen? Amen. So please come on out. And there will be chocolate cake. I can't promise that you have my piece, but there will be chocolate cake in the place. Amen. Amen. So come on out to our church picnic this Saturday from 12 to 2. Amen. 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 Our fearless leader, we want to give words. She's probably not going to come down. Do you want the mic to bring to you? Or you going? She's going to come down, y'all. All right. She's feeling good. All right. All right. She's coming down and she's going to give us words. Amen. Amen. Sister Countess Griffin, our fearless leader for our women's ministry. Amen. Amen.
To everyone, I'd like to thank you for coming to our Women's Day. And Sister Hale, thank you for your words of encouragement, because we all need it. And we have handkerchiefs out on the vestibule for a commemoration of our Women's Day. And they just say UMBC Women's Auxiliary. So if you did not get one, please get you a handkerchief. That is our keepsake for this year.
Are there any other things that you have?
Then we'll ask our pastor for dismissal.
Amen. Everybody say
amen. Everybody say amen. We're blemished by ourselves, but we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us and keeps us. Lord, we admit that we are human and we are blemished. So, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to empower us as we leave this place, but not your presence. Lord, we need you to guide our thoughts, guide our tongues, guide our eyesight, guide our feet as we leave here and empowered by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Go with God. Go with peace. Those who are able, please greet our speaker. Amen. Amen.